Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Professor Landini's on vacation all week. We got Jeff in the big chair, and I did not have Jeff playing Queen as his third song in a week in the big chair. Shout out to Jeff. This weekend was the National Barbecue Battle down on Pennsylvania Avenue. And our boy Donnie from Team Gudis, we had him on, I guess we had you on Friday as you were getting ready for everything, and it looks like you kicked a little ass, dude. How'd you do?
Yeah, we did, man. Sorry about my voice. We were hooting and hollering a little bit yesterday during the awards. We did good, man. It was super, super hot weekend. Like, I think it was actually hotter than it was last year. So that was tough in itself. But, yeah, we did good, man. We Saturday we had some ancillary rounds we did. And our chicken guy, Josh, man, he really prepped and prepared this. It's called Impossible Meats. So they basically give you a category. It's called Impossible Meat, and it's not real meat. It's made with like plant-based, you know, vegetable type things, and basically you got to make it taste like real meat, so you wouldn't even know the difference. But he whipped up a really, really good Texas style chili, and we had a hot honey cornbread we made, and it was just really phenomenal. Actually, I'll be putting some pictures up soon. Not sure if you've seen him yet, JP, but we ended up doing that and a few other things. But during the awards, it was crazy because I had told Josh, or excuse me, not during the awards, but we turned in everything and I went back to the judge's tent to pick up our platter that, you know, Josh made to turn in. And I noticed it was like the bowls were like lick clean. There was no cornbread left. And I was like, okay, well, that's a good
sign. I saw that picture you sent. It looked good.
Yeah, oh, that's right. I did send it to you. Okay, yeah. So we kind of had an eye. At least we knew the judges liked it, right? And, yeah, sure enough, I think one of the judges came out and said, oh, that chili was really good. But, of course, they can't say anything or tell you. But, yeah, it came in first place. Not only first place with that, they called us Josh. He got a 180, and that's like an extra sticker you get for a perfect score, and you get a pin for it. So it was a perfect turn-in, and it worked out great. I think that's how our awards started out with that. So Josh ripped it pretty hard on that. And then we had there was a steak entry, good friend of ours, brother Darren, he's with Cosmos and B&B, and he brought out his, PK grill for us to grill our steak on. And, it was like my second ever steak entry. And, yeah, man, we layered it up with some, one of our sponsors, Tillman's, with his beef rub and, a little bit of that Cosmos honey chipotle, and gave it a quick sear, turned it in, and
I am proud of you, but you got to stop talking about all this meat. People in the chat are going crazy. The meat talk.
It's a lot.
Apparently,
man,
our show
lot.
Touches some nerves.
It was a lot, but okay.
When are you
going to
bring us some of this food?
Yeah, that's the main thing here.
We'll come in and see you again soon. You know that.
Donnie only likes to come on Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. I know that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, It's always a good time for sure.
Hey, Donnie, I can't say I blame you for wanting to come in on Fridays, but we had talked on Friday about a little bit of a rivalry. Obviously, you finished in first place. Do we know how the rivals finished?
It's so, all right, I swear I'll make this short, but it's crazy you just asked that because Scahill, Old Fireman's Barbecue, they did a first responders award this year, which was the first time they've ever done it. Josh, he's with D.C. Police, and so we're technically a first responders team because he gets the police union to get us in this, and you know, that's why we do D.C. Well, during the award ceremony, they actually had, I think there was like four teams down there that were first responders, and we actually got first place and got the big silver cup for the first responders too. They take your chicken score and your rib and pork score, or chicken and rib score, and do an overall, and whoever, and we got first place with that too, which gave us that big silver cup, which was awesome. So yeah, we actually won that rivalry. So
big time. Love that.
Congrats, man. Congrats. Do you get any cash? Like, are there actual like cash prizes? Because, dude, I mean, you know, I know you work and everything, and I know this is a hobby for you, but at some point you're flying around the country, you're buying all these grills and different equipment and the food and everything. Like, is there any money in it?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, that's why the team's great, because we all put, you know, pitch our part in, but, cause it'd be real tough to do it by yourself. Although there's plenty of guys that do, but, yeah, no, we, I think we won a little over $3,000 yesterday. So, I mean, it was a pretty good day yesterday. We got an overall combined, we took fourth in the soy category, which is one of the big sponsors for that event as well. We got a fourth pork, and this was a Masters event. So, and you know, we're a backyard team still, but this is a Masters event that we did, and we're pretty happy that we can hang with the Masters, and I think we'll be moving up next year to that category. So
that's great, man.
Yeah.
Or I don't know if you know my investment strategy, but it's pretty sound. It's really worked for me. When you win money like that, you should go right to the casino and double it.
Yeah, no, I'm not a big casino guy.
It almost always,
man,
works. 50% of the time, it works all the time.
Yeah.
Proud of you guys, man. Congratulations.
Congrats, man.
Yeah, man. No, I appreciate it. And one more thing, just wanted to tell you too. The chicken, we rung in. That's another thing, Josh, man. Got to give Josh credit. He's really been throwing. I mean, he's been pulling this team the past few competitions. He's just on fire right now, and he got almost got a 180 on chicken too, and took second in chicken and the Nationals too. So that was pretty cool. Also, man, we slayed it yesterday. We're happy, and yeah, we appreciate you guys.
All right, man. And Donnie, you never, when you're talking to me, you never have to apologize for what your voice sounds like. I think, you know, this is a pro deep voice podcast. Take care, bud. Congrats.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right. That's our boy Donnie from Gudas Barbecue. They had a big weekend at the National Barbecue Battle. When we come back, Kevin Durant and Micah Parsons had a really interesting public conversation about Dan Quinn. What exactly was said? What can we take from it? How much of that is real? Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley and Toby.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.